Hello, beautiful souls. This is Myra with Happy Soul, Happy Life and Guidance to the Unknown, the Road Less Taken. Now, I did want to talk about regarding what's in the energy right now. And I know that we had made a decision. For some, they're still processing it, but I think this episode is connected to the Twin Flame updates that's been happening. So if this resonates with you, definitely listen up. So you might feel that you did not do, quote unquote, the right answer, right? But you already know when something like this is, there's a shift that is happening. You don't get confirmation right away at times, especially when you are wanting to know, hey, is this the path? And yes, whichever decision you decided to take, it is the path, is the path for you. Okay, so what I am seeing now is that you are getting a lot of debris from the collective around your family, and you should be probably getting messages from your twin flame through songs. Okay, now what do we do with this? You just kind of let it pass by. That's it. If you're, you know, listening to music and it feels that this is some sort of message that the masculine wants to give to you, then by all means, just, you know, it just let it flow, just like air in the clouds. Eventually, that cloud will pass you by and there you go. New energy comes in. So you just keep focusing on yourself. It looks like when you decided to make this decision, you decided to focus more on what seems to, it looks like you just got like a sprout of energy. You're like, yeah, I'm going for this. And this is really regarding what you like to do, right? Always have that in mind. If this is not making you fulfilled, or if this is feeling like it's a job and it's like you have to, that it's no longer fun. Thank you. That it's no longer fun, then it is time to take a break, do something that is fun. Okay, so your canvas is definitely blank, so you're able to do what you really want to do. Right now, you are seeing options for you on what route you need to take, and know that there's going to be some kind of organizational, disciplinary action that needs to take. Right? How much do you want this satisfaction? How much do you want this goal? Right? It's not overbearing. It is not going to be sacrificing. No. You already are in the aware of consciousness that you don't have to sacrifice anything, that you can still keep doing what you're doing and keep moving forward in order to get that fulfillment. You're kind of going through steps on like, okay, there's no rush. There's no rush on what's going on, but I know that I want to get that end result. Okay, what do I need to do to get that? And that's how you're going to be proceeding. So that is the message. And as I'm doing this, is 444, so definitely confirmation. Much love, you guys. It looks like what we needed to say probably did not make sense at that time when we made that decision, but now it's definitely clear for you that yes, you said what you needed to say, and it feels good. It feels good. You definitely broke a repeated cycle, because you took a different dive into it, a different perspective. But all right, my beautiful friends, until next time, namaste.